This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, a magnificent Monday, depending on whether or not you're traveling, we have so much to get to tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show, the government shutdown. In fact, we're going to talk about welfare here in the open. An hour from now, we have Medal of Honor Monday, always a good time as we honor one of our heroes. We are going to talk about the trannies. Are they on the outs now in the Democrat Party? We have a global green tax that got shut down. Barack Obama's still out there running his stupid mouth. They're lying about everything all the time when it comes to New York, global warming, and everything else. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. We're also going to look, we have heavy topics, too. Like Halloween candy and gyros and all kinds of other things. But before we get to the Halloween candy and gyros, I can't get it off my mind. There are obviously so many stories every day, aren't there? There are so many things you can get mad about and I can get mad about. And we're not, you know, I'm not you and you're not me. Things that kind of stick in my craw and make me angry. Maybe it's something that wouldn't bother you or you don't dwell on, and vice versa. You're going to be hot on something and I'm going to be all, it's no big deal. People are different, right? But I think it was on Saturday. I was sitting around. We weren't doing much. Just kind of being lazy. I had a lazy day. And I saw this clip, a local news clip. I saw it on social media. Right now, as you know, the government is shut down. There is, as of this moment, no end in sight. I'll again say the rumors are possibly Democrats end it on Wednesday after tomorrow's elections, which we'll get to also during the show. But be that as it may, right now the government is shut down. And so welfare recipients are not getting their checks. And I don't know if you've heard this. I'm going to play it for you. I can't stop thinking about it. On Saturday night, I woke up in the middle of the night. Nothing was wrong. I was sleeping on my shoulder wrong. I woke up in the middle of the night. I started thinking about it again and got myself so mad I couldn't go back to sleep for an hour or two as I was laying there thinking about it. Here it is. Local news story. Listen to this.
The first thing I did was grab my phone and call. And when I heard $0, my chest went into my throat.
Maggie Aragon has been a SNAP recipient for more than 3 decades. Even with these benefits.
What did you just say? How long has this person been blood-sucking the United States taxpayer?
The first thing I did was grab my phone and call, and when I heard $0, my chest went into my throat.
Maggie Aragon has been a SNAP recipient for more than 3 decades.
More than 3 decades. 30-some years. No job. Sitting around. Waiting for you to send her a check every month. You go to work. You work your fingers to the bone. Maybe you're even struggling. Maybe you're doing well. I don't care. I care. You understand what I'm saying. Maybe you're not even, maybe you're flat out poor at this point in time. Government still reaches its meaty hands into your wallet
and plucks 25 to 35% of your income from you, and they hand it to 40 million Americans, some of whom haven't worked in 3 decades? What are we doing in this country? How could it be? I got this email. It's a very good email. Jesse, why doesn't Lyndon Johnson come up when talking about the worst presidents of all time? His great society policies, Medicare, SS, SNAP, are what's currently destroying the country. Do you think these programs ever go away, or do they just slowly destroy us from within? I don't know that I want to answer that question, because the answer I have to give is not great. This has to stop. 40 million Americans, 40 million permanently getting welfare checks from you and from me is criminal. It is criminal we allow that to take place in this country. And even now, you can, it's hard to find a Republican in Washington, D.C. who will speak out against this. In fact, the new Republican line is, people are starving. We got to get these SNAP benefits back. They're all talking like it. All of them. Wow, I can't believe Democrats have cut off SNAP. We got to get SNAP rolling again. Why? Why have we accepted this? And you know why? Because politicians in our country have realized over time the same thing politicians in every country has realized. Figure out a way to stick your fingers in the treasury and toss some coins to the peasants, and they will vote for you forever. They have, country after country after country, they've all figured out the same thing. If you rely on the will of the people, and at some level, every form of government relies on the will of the people. If you rely on the good graces of the people in the country, well, your country has a treasury. It's a treasury full because you stole from the taxpayer of that country. So if you want to stay in power, it's a simple formula. If you have no morals and no guts whatsoever, you figure out a way to get your greedy fingers into the vault, grab quantities of money, and toss it out to people, and you own them forever. I still can't believe this is real.
The first thing I did was grab my phone and call, and when I heard $0, my chest went into my throat.
Maggie Aragon has been a SNAP recipient for more than 3 decades.
More than 3 decades. And they're doing a news story on it. It's not as if this is some thing that's so rare and so illicit, so shameful that she's doing it behind closed doors. They're doing a puff piece on the lady who's been blood-sucking you dry for 30 years. We have Democrat politicians standing up. And again, this is not being whispered at a party on Friday night. This is being announced behind the microphone. This is Ayanna Pressley.
First and foremost, this is the most corrupt administration in history. And then they're cruel enough to create work requirements for hungry people to get SNAP.
What? Cruel enough to create work requirements. This is something politicians in this country are allowed to say out in the open without any fear of losing their seats of power. I am disgusted. And I know this shutdown is really starting to hurt people. Shoot, starting to affect me personally. Now, look, it's not SNAP. I need to travel coming up. Nothing much. It's just a quick thing. I have to travel coming up. In the Houston area where I live, they already have 3-hour-plus wait times at the airport because of the shutdown with TSA, and they're told it's going to get worse. So, look, it's affecting me personally, too. If you're in the service, you're probably going hungry. I already told you last week. It's crazy. It's insane that we can't get our military service members paid. So I get all that. I understand we want the government, or a lot of people want the government open and functioning again. I get all that. But man, I don't know that in the end this shutdown is a bad thing, because We are learning more and more about how many people in this country don't do a freaking thing but sit around and buy snow crab legs with their EBT cards. What in the world have we done in this country? How many people in this country, how many have we put on your budget, on my budget? What a disgrace. We have a long, long way to go, is what I'm going to say. This kind of stuff ticks me off to no freaking end. So, look, I'm going to move on. Trump talked about it briefly during an interview. I'll play that for you. Nancy Pelosi, Grandma Vodka, said something hilarious in an interview about the whole thing. I'll play that. And then we're going to move on. We're going to talk about the election. In fact, that's coming up next. I forgot to tell you, I have Clay Travis, of course, of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. My buddy Clay's going to join us next hour. He's got a book out, so we'll talk to Clay about that and other things. All that and so much more still to come on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. But now it's time to get you feeling better. Because you're not a worthless, lazy loser who collects a welfare check. You go out and you bust your butt. Now, maybe you stay at home. Maybe you're a stay-at-home wife. You bust your butt. I know you do. You go to work. You bust your butt. You need energy. You want to feel good, and you need energy. And this is what Chalk does. Natural herbal supplements from Chalk make you feel good. Not that little rush you get from the energy drink producer Corey's currently drinking. He didn't think I saw it. I'm talking about a more permanent, better form of energy, where you're in a good mood and you're ready to go at all times. I am on a male vitality stack from Chalk. I believe it's 4 years. If not, it's close to 4 years. Every day, just took it again today. T levels through the roof. I got 80-year-olds emailing in. Their doctors can't believe their blood work. C-H-O-Q, chalk.com/Jesse. Consider getting a subscription for a husband, a son, a grandfather. Chalk.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. Do not forget, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So, a couple final words on this shutdown stuff, then we're going to move on. We got to talk about some voting things and whatnot, but Grandma Vodka, just a couple little funny sound bites here that I got a good snicker out of. Grandma Vodka is in the news. And I'm not making fun of her age because it's coming for all of us one day. Yesterday was my father's would have been his 71st birthday. But as you know, he passed on. So, I mean, he didn't make 70. He died a few weeks shy of 70. Lost him. So I watched him at the end. We didn't know it was the end because it was so sudden, but watched him get old. Just got old. Banged up his knee. It's the first time I remember seeing my dad and thinking he looks old. I'm not mocking age. It's coming for all of us. Maybe it's already come for you. Maybe you're in the middle of it right now. I'm not mocking that. But she's not what she once was. And for me, as somebody fascinated with politics, I think it's crazy to watch it. It's like a professional athlete who's awesome and then just gets too old to do it anymore and kind of just sucks and embarrasses himself at the end. It's Muhammad Ali. Dominates everybody for so long and then stays in it too long. He just can't do it. He just gets beaten up. Nancy Pelosi was the top dog in Washington, D.C. for a long time. So powerful. So good at messaging, keeping her party together. All the crazy Democrat kooks, Nancy Pelosi bang enough heads and grease enough palms to keep them all together. That's what she was. Now, this is what she is.
Children are my issue. That's why I'm in politics. That's my why, for the children. He's the worst
I'm sorry. I'll let it go further in a second.
There's nothing that murders me like that. Children, that's why I'm in politics, children. Oh, yes. I think anybody familiar with Nancy Pelosi knows she must sit around day and night just thinking about the kids. She goes to sleep at night and wakes up in the morning stressing about the children. Of course, that's why she's in politics.
Children are my issue. That's why I'm in politics. That's my why, for the children. He's the worst president children in America have had in our own history, whether it's feeding them or whether it's safe environment for them to thrive, whether it's the economic security of their families, whether it's their health care, the cost of housing, and the rest.
Nancy Pelosi's in it for the kids. I just got a good laugh out of that. Another thing I got a good laugh out of is the things Donald Trump gets away with because of his authenticity. Donald Trump gets away with things in politics that other people can't because he's not fake like Pelosi is. I'm in politics for the kids. Nobody seriously believes that. But Donald Trump will routinely say completely ridiculous things and things that other people would be offended by. But because it's Trump, he gets away with it because he means it. It's just kind of how he deals with it. He was talking, he sits down with CBS, does this interview. It's about the shutdown and whatnot, but that's not actually why I wanted to play the little soundbite. I wanted to play the little soundbite because of the Japan kamikaze reference Trump drops in out of nowhere at all. Daggone, he makes me laugh.
You have helped end these government shutdowns in the past when they came about, and you did it by bringing
I'm very good at it, but I'm not going to do it by extortion. I'm not going to do it by being extorted by the Democrats who have lost their way. There's something wrong with these people.
So then what happens on November 15th when the troops don't get a paycheck?
Schumer is a basket case, and he has nothing to lose. He's become, I just left Japan, he's become a kamikaze pilot.
Sounds like...
What in the world? And by the way, they love the Trump and the new PM of Japan. They get a lot. They're fast friends. They ideologically, they're very, very close. She and he, they get along well. We love Japan. I love Japan personally. They're a close ally. So it's all good. It's not like there's going to be any problems. But for Trump, it just made sense to drop that reference out of nowhere. I just left Japan, so I think I would know. He's like a kamikaze pilot. I can't. It's so funny. We're going to miss him when he's gone. Maybe you hate his guts. I get that. He's such a bombastic personality. I get that. I've been mad at him many times myself. Maybe you love him, think he's the best ever. There's going to be a vacuum of entertainment when Trump leaves, of political entertainment, that'll be hard to quantify for my sons. My sons are 16 and 15, about to be 17 and 15. I messed up my oldest age a few times. They're 16 and 15. So for their lives, Donald Trump is just, that's what politics is. You're going to wake up one morning and you're going to check social media and he's going to have an AI video of him and Netanyahu drinking Mai Tais on a beach in Gaza. And for them, that's all they've known. That's politics for them. I have had to try to explain to them that you're not going to see this again. You have never seen this before. You're not going to see this again. Enjoy this, boys, because no matter how long you live after this, you're probably never experiencing this again for the rest of your life. Anyway, that's enough of that. That's enough shutdown talk. We do have to talk about something fairly important. Next.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, fantastic Monday, about a half hour away from Medal of Honor Monday. We're an hour away from Clay Travis. He's going to come on. We're going to laugh about some things. But that's enough shutdown talk. We're not going to get to Medal of Honor yet. We're not even going to talk Halloween and Euros or Clay Travis. None of that right now. We do actually have to do something fairly important here. Election Day. Tomorrow is Election Day. Now, pause for a second. Maybe you're yelling into the radio, not for me. I'm not in New York City. I'm not in New Jersey. I'm not in Virginia. Not for me. Do you know where I live? You know, if you listen to the show, obviously, you know I live in Texas. Specifically, I'm in the Houston area of Texas. Do you know how many things, hugely important things, I have to vote on tomorrow? There are, I believe, over 20 last time I looked. We're talking about things like taxes, banning disgusting things from the state and local area. There is a critically important election tomorrow for me. I don't live in Virginia. I don't live in New Jersey. I don't live in New York City. Election day for most of us, for this doesn't make you bad, for most normal people, it's every 2 years. That's when Congress is up. But for honestly, the great majority of people, it's every 4 years. After all, that's when you vote for president, right? And then you just pick the right president, and then he'll fix everything. He'll fix the potholes in your area. He'll make sure Sharia law is banned. Surely, right? That's how it works. Isn't it one king who kind of controls everything? No. America is a 50-story skyscraper. And of course, the top floor matters. The top few floors matter. The 30th floor matters too. The 17th floor. The first floor. The third floor. There are so many levels and layers of political power in this country. And if you've ever wondered around, if you've ever looked around and thought to yourself, I don't understand. This country is not majority on the left. In fact, you could argue that's 40% of the country, maybe less, 35. How did they get this much power? How have they come so far to degrade this country in all the various ways it's been degraded? You know how? Because they care about all 50 floors. The communist doesn't sit around waiting to vote every 4 years. Every local election, he's there. Every primary election, he's there. He's there trying to destroy at all times. You don't worship politics, and I'm glad you don't. You have other things in your life. He doesn't. I'm glad you do. You have friends, family, hobbies, a job. He doesn't. He's been on welfare for 30 years.
The first thing I did was grab my phone and call. And when I heard $0, my chest went into my throat.
Maggie Aragon has been a SNAP recipient for more than 3 decades.
She doesn't have anything else going on in her life. She can sit around and be addicted to politics. She knows that her entire life, probably your cell phone bill, rent check, definitely your food, involves blood-sucking the taxpayer. And so every time there's a, maybe it's a school board election, maybe it's a little tax here, a prop there, that she's at the polls every single time. She don't have no job, not like you do. She's got nothing else. 30 years on the taxpayer dime. We have got to match that commitment. Maybe you're in Virginia. We have a lot of people who listen in Virginia, actually, and New Jersey. It's not enough to just vote tomorrow. Bring somebody. One person. Bring five if you can. What's stopping you right now? Let me ask you. If you have elections, for instance, I told you I have elections tomorrow. Do you know what I am doing as soon as the show is done? I am going to pull out my phone. I am on this group text for my neighborhood, all my neighbors, and they're all going to get it right between the eyes. There is a critically important election tomorrow. Please show up and vote. Don't skip it. That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking. If you have to go a step further, maybe offer somebody a ride. Offer somebody a ride. These elections are so important for the country and so important for how your community is shaped around you. The evil people are not tired of politics. I know you get burnt out with politics. I get burnt out with politics. Believe it or not, I get burnt out with politics. Oftentimes when the weekend comes, I won't talk about politics again until Monday when I sit down with you. I have other things I care about in life. I know we get burnt out, and that's fine. But on election day, we have got to show up. We have got to show up. And think about this. Think about it this way. If you need one more bit of information or encouragement, and then I swear I'll move off it and I'll leave you alone. Think about it this way. What do we ultimately need? We've talked about it before. To save the United States of America. What do we have to have happen? We have to have a Democrat Party that is reformed. We cannot have it be the Communist Party of America because we can't, even though we outnumber them, we just can't exist like that with half the country trying to burn the country down. We can't. We have to get a Democrat Party that is not insane anymore. We have to have that. What kind of a message would it send to the Democrat Party if they woke up Wednesday morning and they got a beating at the polls? I'm not talking about New York City. Look, we can hope for the best. But what if we won even one of the two races in Virginia or New Jersey? What would that mean? Let me tell you one thing it would definitely mean. If the Democrats wake up on Wednesday morning and they no longer have the governor's mansion in New Jersey, there are going to be some talks because they should win that. They know they should win that. If they wake up and they've lost in their minds possibly New Jersey, there might be a chance. Not saying it's going to happen, but there might be a chance. Someone looks around and says, hey, guys, it's time for a little sanity check here as a party. That's the chance we have. Look, Virginia. They were so nervous about it, they wheeled old Obama out there.
And Abigail doesn't just believe in working with everybody. She also believes, and this is really important, in listening to everybody, whether they voted for her or not. Because she knows that if we want to make progress on the things that we care about, we have to be able to disagree without calling each other nasty names or demonizing each other.
And I know what you're screaming at the radio, that Obama was the one who demonized everybody, that Obama was the one who brought us in large part to this toxic place where the Democrat Party is certifiably insane. But set that aside, Obama's always been like that, always been very good at giving speeches, sounding reasonable, sounding moderate, while actually governing like the communist he is. Set that aside. You only make that phone call to bring Barack Obama down to Virginia if you're nervous. That's going to be a turnout election too. And in your area, in my area, told you last time we had a local election, it was actually on a Saturday, not a Tuesday, on a Saturday. I showed up and there was not only no line, there was no one else there. I asked the people working the polls, been busy today? They laughed in my friggin' face. No one shows up. Check and see if you have an election tomorrow. Do some research. 10 minutes on your phone. Do some research and show up. All right? All right. I'm moving off it. We'll get to some other things. Before we get to other things, let's talk about our dogs. You know what was the biggest hit of the Kelly household on Halloween night? It actually was not the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups or Skittles or Twix or anything else. It was Fred. You know why? Every time we opened the door, Fred had to stick his big, fluffy face out the door, and the kids, you couldn't get him off the front porch. Oh my gosh! And of course, he's living and dying for all the attention. I would like another 6-7 years of that. That's why Fred gets rough greens sprinkled on his food every single meal. Because that big fluffy moron is just the best. And he needs nutrition. He doesn't get it from dog food. I want him to live longer. You want a free Jumpstart trial bag? Go to roughgreens.com. Use the promo code Jesse. Get it. Let your dog try it. Roughgreens.com. Code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Monday, only 10 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday, where we honor a hero. We have Clay Travis coming up next hour. All kinds of things still to get to on the show. I still can't. I've got to stop playing this, Chris. My blood pressure is rising. I got to stop playing.
The first thing I did was grab my phone and call. And when I heard $0, my chest went into my throat.
Maggie Aragon has been a SNAP recipient for more than three decades. Even with these.
Over three decades. Gosh, where are we? Anyway, let's do some emails. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, whatever you would like. Hey, Bronco, it seems like only a few short years ago the trannies were at the top of the Oppression Olympics leaderboard. I wonder if illegal aliens have now supplanted, that means replaced. I know what it means. The trannies that are the most oppressed group, according to the communists. I'd love to hear your perspective as a queer black woman. His name is Dan. Well, there's, you know how I've told you before, many, many times before, to treat all politicians like rental cars. Use them to get where you're going. And then dump them the second you're done with them. Don't be a pom-pom waver. Don't become a fan. Treat them like rental cars. Why do I say that? That's how they're all going to treat you. It's a very transactional thing, politics. It's transactional. You're giving them power, right? You're giving them power. The danger in becoming a fan of any politician is you can fool yourself into believing that political party or that congressman or whoever, that person actually genuinely cares about you and will do what is best for you. And communists are uniquely susceptible to getting fooled into this because they separate themselves into these herds. They're such herd animals. They can convince themselves that the Democrat politician or Democrat political party, that party is really in it for them. They care about us. But man alive, would that be a mistake? You want to talk about transactional? The trannies, do you know why you don't hear Democrats that often loudly talking about all the trannies now? Why they're moving away from it? Do you know why? Because the culture woke up and realized this stuff is disgusting. It's insane. There have been a lot of tranny school shooters, which makes the whole tranny brigade look even weirder and scarier to other people. As the tranny brand has gone down, the Democrats have looked at that particular grievance group and said to themselves, there's not enough of them. Why are we risking political capital now for a tiny, tiny group of people who's on the outs? And now what we're going to have are a bunch of very angry trannies, and we do have a bunch of very angry trannies looking around, mutilated, mentally destroyed, with no representation whatsoever. And I'll give you another little word of warning. This one's going to come out of left field, but it's something I've said before. You know who else this is going to happen to? Won't be tomorrow, but it's going to happen. The black community in America. For a very, very, very long time, ever since Lyndon Johnson bought them off with votes, the black community, or bought them off with benefits, the black community in America, not everyone by any means, but in large part, the percentages are crazy, has been the most reliable Democrat vote in the country. That has been the case for a very, very long time. That has led to guys like this Ellie Mistel going on the news and just openly saying things like this.
Most of our Constitution, even the amendments, have been written and ratified exclusively by white, rich, landholding men, right? There's not a single state that had a majority legislature of women that has ratified a single amendment in the current Constitution, right? So starting from the beginning and pulling that thread all the way through now, this is a white man's document. And
I got it. 90, 95% Democrat. I got it. You know, the Democrat Party you know they're going to leave the black community behind. And the black community is going to be very angry about it. And it's going to take a long time for them to cope with it. You're already seeing black men move over to the right. Older black women are the most reliable Democrats in the country, so you're never going to get any movement there ever. But you're already starting to see the percentages go down. Why? Well, they never cared about black people. It was always just a tool for power. Remember where they put all the illegals they brought in? 20 million is the estimate under Joe Biden. 20 million in 4 years. Where'd they put them? They brought them right to New York City. They brought them right to Chicago. And where did they put them? They moved them right into the black neighborhoods. So much so that politicians in some of those cities were getting screamed at by the black residents. What do you do? Remember all this stuff?
Mayor Brandon Johnson, you took an oath to uphold the Constitution. Or when you took an oath, was it only intended to fight for the 10th and 14th Amendments regarding illegal aliens?
You guys fighting for some illegal aliens who haven't put a dime in this country, this falls on you!
We don't want illegals in our community. We don't want migrants terrorizing our own people. And to have y'all sit up here and say, we have to accept $70 million being given to them when you got black people who are already struggling and need help, it is a disgrace.
Democrats have found a more reliable constituency. The black community is going to be pushed aside. In fact, it already has been. The realization hasn't come yet. They're going to be pushed aside and left behind by the Democrat Party because it was never about genuine love and care. These people don't care about anybody. It was always about power. It was always transactional. They brought in 20 million illegals and put them all in black neighborhoods because illegals are a cheaper date, an easier date. The black community, they want to go to a nice place like Red Lobster. For illegals, Taco Bell works. Wow, how about that for being on the nose, Chris? What are you talking about?
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
That's why you wouldn't understand. You know what I don't understand is abortion. It's awful. We have to change the hearts of people in this country who are seeking out abortions. That's what matters, changing the hearts. How do we do that? The ultrasound changes the heart by introducing the heart to the mother. That's what they do. That's what preborn does. That's what ultrasounds do. They introduce the mother to her baby through ultrasound. Preborn finds women who are about to abort their babies, and they give her an ultrasound. They introduce her to God, love, care. If she needs help, diapers, whatever she needs, preborn is there. 200 lives a day. That's what you save. And it's tax deductible. I need to stress that. It's already November. You're going to want that deduction. Imagine saving someone's life and deducting it on your taxes. Go to preborn.com/Jesse. Preborn.com/Jesse. $28 buys the ultrasound. You give them whatever you want. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.